Guadalupe L. Wally, Armendariz, 1933-1996. Texas Border Business, by Clayton T. Shorkey, Handbook of Texas Online. Published by the Texas State Historical Association. Guadalupe L. Wally, Armendariz, or Castra musician, was born in Premont, Texas, on September 12, 1933. His father Tomas and his uncle Polito were both excellent musicians. Tomas played accordion, bajo sexto, guitar, and violin. Wally remembered listening to Beto Villa's orchestra when he was a young boy of 7 years. When he was in junior high school, his parents bought him a clarinet, and soon he was playing in the high school band and was second clarinet, although he could not yet read music. When he was 13 or 14 years old, he received an alto saxophone and practiced listening to Beto Villa's recordings. He started his own orchestra while still in high school and later played with a group of musicians who had been members of Villa's orchestra. Armando Marroquin of Ideal Records asked 15-year-old Armendariz to record some songs in his studio in Alice, Texas, with El Huracán del Valle, Narciso Martinez's band. Wally's skill during the sessions prompted orchestra leader Beto Villa to ask the teenager to also record with his group. As a result, he recorded two polkas titled La Rialera and El Quilite. After serving 2 years in the United States Army in the mid-1950s, Armendariz received an invitation from Villa to join his orchestra. Armendariz played with Villa until declining health forced Villa to give up touring. Armendariz then joined the Paulino Bernal Orchestra in 1959 and helped record the big hit, Am I Unico Camino? He worked with Armando Marroquin to back up some of the major artists recording for Ideal, including Chelo Silva, Narciso Martinez, Las Hermanas Mendoza, Rosita Fernandez, and others. His 1959 recording for Ideal, the polka, Las Cuatro Milpas, turned out to be a good seller. In 1960, Armendariz formed his own group, which played together for 3 years. Later in the 1960s, Armendariz played with Nori Cantu and Esteban Jordan in California and also with Shorty and the Corvettes and Manuel Guerra. In 1970, he married Iris Villa, the daughter of Beto Villa, and they had a daughter and son. Armendariz continued to perform occasionally until retiring about 1987. He worked as a rancher and later as a hotel clerk. In his spare time, he taught his musical traditions to his children, and he still played the saxophone and performed at an occasional reunion or benefit dance in the Falfurrias area. Wally Armendariz died on September 15, 1996, and he was buried in Premont Cemetery in Premont. He was inducted into the Tejano ROTS Hall of Fame in 2003.